You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The new Cleveland Browns draft picks are in. See them in action at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium at the best prices by securing your Cleveland Browns season tickets today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura on a football, beautiful football Thursday in Northeast Ohio. I didn't see a cloud coming in here. This is great. Summer might be here. Great big Memorial Day weekend fun coming up for everybody as well. Let's go. 216-578-0850. Dylan in Orville joins us. Hello, Dylan.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Hey, so the Johnny Manziel being third string, I know a lot of people probably were pretty upset with it, but me personally, I'm happy because it's getting him to learn the system. And, I mean, eventually he'll be working with the first team, but for right now I think he's good where he's at.
You know, Dylan, thank you for that call. The one big difference we need to point out here in how the Browns are handling things with Manziel versus what Jacksonville, essentially the same situation of a team trying to find its QB of the future, so they spend the third overall pick of the draft on Blake Bortles. And Gus, you know, their head coach in Gus Bradley is saying flat out, he's not going to play this year. We're going to let Chad Henne be the starting quarterback this year and then groom him for next year. Already putting this guy on ice. Can you imagine if that were to happen here? I mean, I don't even want to think about it because, first of all, I'm not entirely buying that that is what the Jags are going to ultimately do.
Right.
But that's what they want to put out. And so what we're seeing here is a guy who's out there and, okay, third string, but like you said, he took first-team reps as well. He's not being buried on the depth chart. That perception, I think, is completely skewed.
So. I totally agree, and he's not going to be there for long. I can promise you that.
All right, so we had a chance. Now, we're talking about the quarterback position, and yep. Obviously that's going to get a lot of run. So Brian Hoyer had a chance to talk with, or the media had a chance to talk with him yesterday, and there's a lot that Brian Hoyer covered, and let's get into that. First of all, he was asked if it mattered to him that Mike Pettine, the head coach, and Jimmy Haslam, the owner, have said that Hoyer is the starter.
Not really. I mean, to me, like I said, my attitude hasn't changed since before the draft. So, you know, it's always nice for those guys to say those things, but I know when it comes down to it, what matters is what, you know, takes place out on this field.
And listen, that's right. He knows this is a competition, and what it's being said today is today, and he's got a long way to go. But I like that he knows it's a competition, and he's ready to go. Hoyer was asked, though, for a competition. Is this year different for him than years past?
It does feel different because as of right now, I'm the top guy. Before, I've always kind of been coming from behind. So I think it does feel a little bit different, but to me, I think my mentality has never really changed. I've always kind of thought of myself as the starter and prepare that way because you never know when that opportunity was going to come.
I don't think there's any question Brian Hoyer carries himself much differently than the guy we saw last year. And
no
he
doubt.
Should, right? He walked in last year, and we weren't entirely sure what the fit was. We knew Michael Lombardi liked him a lot. He got that gold seal endorsement from Bill Belichick, which carried a lot of weight with Lombardi and, I guess, to an extent, Joe Banner as well. And as we found out maybe later, there was a feeling, particularly among Lombardi, I think they wanted more of Hoyer involved sooner than later and more so than what the coaching staff thought, Rob Chudzinski, North Turner, feeling that Brandon Whedon, based on looking the most consistent and best in practice, merited going out there. And also their explanation, and I asked Rob about this multiple times, and I think he told you this too, they needed to see, they had to have a definitive sense, and I guess, and again, they were operating on a plan that they were going to be here more than one season, but a definitive sense that Whedon was or was not the guy, and rather than start somebody else and never really find that out, they pushed him out there. Think they got their answer, and obviously, and it proceeded accordingly. But Brian Hoyer was sort of that afterthought guy. Now there is that sense of presence, and more so than almost any player, you notice him around this building. I mean, he's always there, front and center, right? He's acting the part of someone who basically wants to lead this football team the way a quarterback should.
No question about it, and he's doing it, and I think he looks darn good on the field as well. Obviously, Hoyer was going to be asked about his competition this offseason. Johnny Manziel asked about his first impressions of the rookie.
He understands he's a rookie. He's pretty quiet. He really pays attention. I see him taking a lot of notes. And it's good to get out here on the field, and we go through the drills together. And to me, he seems like he's a hard worker. And I think, every expectation I had of him, he's kind of lived up to that.
What struck me, too, was the answer that he gave to the question of the team's decision to select Manziel, how he reacted to that.
I'll never shy away from competition. And it's something that I had prepared myself for. I didn't know who it would be. It was almost a sense of relief when he was drafted because I knew exactly right then and there what it was going to be.
Sense of relief.
An interesting choice of words.
Right?
I don't know if that's a shot at Johnny or if it's just that at least the relief was instead of the unknown, now he knew what was ahead of him. I'm going to go with the latter. I don't think he meant to take a shot and saying, you know, if it was Bortles or if it was Bridgewater, it would have been a different feeling. I think it was more a sense of relief that now he knows who's coming. There's no, you know, it's like they talk about when you're preparing for a mystery opponent, you know, in the great world of the WWE, you don't know who to prepare for. Now he knows who he's got to prepare for, Johnny Manziel. That's a relief. Another thing that is interesting in his first comment there, to me anyway, is that he noted that Johnny's quiet. And I've heard that now from multiple people, that behind the scenes he's been quiet because he's been studying so much, he's been listening and learning. And he's a gregarious guy. He's a great talker when you're around him socially, phenomenal in that setting. But I like that he knows right now that his role, and maybe he read Collision Low Crossers when Mike Pettine said that rookies are supposed to be seen, not heard, and that's the way that he's conducting himself. But I thought that was another interesting observation from Hoyer.
The one guy who I like more and more every day I work with is Andrew Hawkins. The guy runs his routes so hard. He runs his it reminds me a lot of my time when in New England with Welker, where the guy runs every route to win. He's going full blast, and you see him out there. You can tell when he walks back the huddle, he gave his all on every play.
You know, that's consistent with what we've been seeing about Andrew Hawkins, by the way, is that guy who you notice, and you can't help but notice him. You watch him on every play, and it's not just that he's getting open, and it's not just that he's consistently catching the ball, but it's what he does with the ball in his hand and that jitterbug movement, that's that real quick explosiveness that you want to see from the position. And you sense that he's got this. I mean, there's no apprehension at all in how he handles himself within this scheme. It almost looks as if he's played in this offense before, right, Nathan? There's like no doubt in his movement. Even with some of the other players, you could see Josh Gordon and some others just trying to get their routes kind of right and understood as to where they have to be and go because it's new and they might ask questions or need to have that extra reinforcement. And you see some of this happening on the defensive side. But Hawkins, the veteran that he is, just quietly seems to go in there and just does his job as if he's done it in this scheme for many years.
He does, and, you know, one of the routes that he runs so very well is the jerk route because he makes people look like a jerk when he runs that quick in and you don't know if he's going to pause and keep going or break outside. Yeah. His ability to change direction quickly is very impressive. And the other thing I notice about him is he seemingly has a way to catch the ball and get upfield immediately as soon as he catches the ball. He's very good at that. He's been impressive. He will be a valuable weapon for whoever the quarterback of the Browns is. Brian Hoyer already noticing that, acknowledging it in the early going here this camp.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we're going to get some camp observations from some OTA thoughts from Scott Petrek, who covers the Browns for the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. That is coming up next on CBD, and we're going to have a little fact and fiction in hour number two, so we're going to get into that. Some more sound we're going to hear from, we're going to have a call-in from Christian Yount, by the way, the Browns' long snapper. I don't know that we've had him on the show before, but for sure we want to talk to this guy. And this is one of those positions where when you don't talk about the long snapper, it's a great conversation. But Christian Yount is actually a fun guy to talk to. We'll get some thoughts on all that is going on in his world with the Browns special teams. All that will be coming up about 15 minutes or so from now after we get with Scott Petrek. That's coming up next on CBD, ESPN 850 WKNO.